When I went early in the spring on board a ship to serve the king, I left my dearest love behind, who said her heart for'er was mine. Her love appeared most true to me, and she on board would go with me. She went as far as the buoyeth nor, and then returned back to the shore. Oft times I hugged her in my arms, I thought she had a thousand charms. Our vows we bound with kisses sweet, to marry next time we did meet. A golden chain I did present, she seemed very well content. She sighed and said, "It breaks my heart to think my love and I must part." While I was sailing on the sea, I took all opportunity to send letters unto my dear, but yet from her I ne'er could hear. When we were booming of a town, where cannon balls flew up and down, it worst of all those dangers there, my thoughts was still upon my dear. But since we are returned home, my love I went to wait upon, who did in Wapping dwell of late, and now has made me unfortunate. For when I to her father came, and asked for my love by her name, her father churlishly did cry, "Sir, all your love she does defy." Said I, "What mean you, sir, by this? To tell you true, she wedded is to a rich old man for all her life, and you may look for another wife. Cursed on a false love where'er it be, a curse on all such perjury, a curse on those who e'er do make or break a vow for riches' sake. A curse on gold and silver too, a curse upon that miser who has made his daughter change her mind. Oh, women's tongues are like the wind. Adieu, all comfort of my life. Adieu, the pleasures of a wife. Adieu, all false hearts here on shore, for I will ne'er see England more. I'll go where bombs and cannons play, where they ne'er cease both night nor day. I'll range the seas until I die, where waves are tossing mountains high. Since I have lost my heart's delight, I bid unto the world good night. I'd rather be where bullets fly than in a woman's company."